week ago, the Washington Mystics won their first ever championship in franchise history. But the celebration didn't last long because half of the team's players are heading overseas for international play. In this Crunk Culture commentary, Robin Boylorn explains why WNBA players are asking for better pay.
In February of this year, Maya Moore, the Women's National Basketball Association's most prolific player, announced she would sit out for the 2019 season to focus on herself, her family, and her ministry. To fans of the game, this may have seemed like the perfect setup for a Michael Jordan-like comeback, because in her 8-year career, Moore has already won 4 WNBA championships, 4 gold medals, a finals and regular season MVP, and Rookie of the Year. But most notably, she was the first women's basketball player to sign an endorsement deal with Nike's Jordan brand in 2011. So if anyone could take a year off from the game and come back like she never left, it would be Maya. In an ideal world. But in reality, the face of the W taking off a year in her prime isn't a good look, especially knowing that Maya has shifted her focus to criminal justice reform. And it's not like Maya sitting out was a difficult decision for her to make. She walked away from a league of players who are underpaid and undervalued. Breanna Stewart, the former number one draft pick, ruptured her Achilles playing in the EuroLeague championships and missed this past season because of it. Stewart, like other players in the league, has to play overseas to supplement her income here in the U.S. Last year, Stewart's base salary was $56,793. Meanwhile, she can make 6 to 7 figures playing overseas. According to research conducted in 2017, the NBA paid its players about 50% of league revenue, while the W paid its players less than 25%. That same year, in its 21st season, the W's attendance reached a little over 1.5 million collectively. Now, that's an average of over 7,700 fans. The NBA, by comparison, didn't draw crowds of that size until its 26th season, averaging a little over 8,000 fans per game. Still, the average salary for NBA players was roughly $90,000 during the 71-72 season, which is about $18,000 more than the average salary of the W's players today. In a recent interview with ESPN, Phoenix Mercury center Brittany Griner addressed how players in the league aren't valued. Griner, who's considered the league's most dominant player at 6'8", is willing to leave the W altogether and solely play internationally, where she can make millions of dollars. Making millions makes sense, but one of the downsides of playing overseas is that players are away from their friends and families for months at a time. But the good news is that the Players' Labor Union has opted out of its collective bargaining agreement, which was originally set to run through 2021, but was terminated this month. In my next commentary, I'll discuss some requests the Players' Union can propose when negotiating a new agreement that can provide better marketing, exposure, pay, and benefits for current and future players. I'm Robin Boylorn. Until next time, keep it crunk.
And be sure to tune in for part 2 Wednesday, November 6th. I'm Brittany Young, producer and editor for Crunk Culture. Our logo was created by Kiera Wright, and our theme music is provided by Rocky.